It's Monday, June 19th, AD 2017. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. The Anglican Archbishop Nicholas Oko in Nigeria, Africa says, "The era of European Christendom has passed." He believes it's time for a new reformation to wipe out the sinful practices of sodomite sex and faux marriages which celebrate unnatural relations, reports Christian Today. 2 Timothy 4:3 says, "For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but wanting to have their ears tickled, they will accumulate for themselves teachers in accordance to their own desires." 7 U.S. soldiers have been lost at sea after the USS Fitzgerald, a Navy destroyer, collided with a Philippine-flagged container ship 4 times its size before dawn off the coast of Japan, reports Fox News. Bill Cosby's criminal trial for the 2004 rape of Andrea Constand ended Saturday in a mistrial as the jury was hopelessly deadlocked after 50 hours of deliberation in Norristown, Pennsylvania, reports Deadline.com. The decision has for now spared the once-beloved 79-year-old actor from a potential decade behind bars. In a surprising development, the Daily Mail reports that Camille Cosby came out swinging in a statement read Saturday morning just after the decision was announced.
"How do I describe the district attorney? Heinously and exploitively ambitious. How do I describe the judge? Overtly arrogant and collaborating with the district attorney. How do I describe the counsels for the accusers? Totally unethical. How do I describe many, but not all, general media? Blatantly vicious entities that continually disseminated intentional omissions of truth for the primary purpose of greedily selling sensationalism at the expense of a human life."
It's a chilling revelation. The gunman who opened fire on congressmen at a Virginia baseball field last Wednesday had a list of the names of conservative Republican congressmen in his pocket at the time of the incident, Fox News has confirmed. Popular Fox News host Tucker Carlson was hospitalized on Thursday with appendicitis, a serious medical condition that can be fatal if not treated immediately. After having his appendix removed, Carlson is in good spirits. Abortionists in Albuquerque, New Mexico, choose which babies they will and won't kill, according to an undercover call released by Abortion Free New Mexico. The Worldview spoke to Tara Shaver about the latest call to the Southwestern Women's Options Abortion Mill in Albuquerque.
"The abortionist is deciding who lives or dies based on their comfort zone. So it really doesn't have anything to do with the health of the mother or the life of the mother. It just is dependent upon the comfort zone of the abortionist. And they're highly discriminatory against handicapped children, children with fetal anomalies, as they say."
The Worldview asked Shaver if women are afraid to have babies with disabilities.
"I believe that the discrimination starts in the medical community, where these women go to doctors and they, you know, are trusting these doctors. And then when they come back with a bad diagnosis, the doctor sort of capitalizes on that and encourages abortion."
Find ways to help close down abortion mills at prolifewitness.org. And watch their 4th undercover video in our transcript today at theworldview.com. 3 cheers for Washington Post reporter Danielle Paquette, despite the fact that nearly 100% of the liberal media outlets justify abortion in cases of sexual violence. Her article's pro-life tone, featuring the stories of young men and women born through the tragedy of rape, was refreshing, reports Life News. According to a 2011 Gallup poll, 75% of Americans, including many who would call themselves pro-life, believe it should be legal to murder a preborn child conceived through rape. Mary Rathke, one of the people featured in the Washington Post report, said, quote, "Even those in the pro-life movement think it's okay to abort me, because I hear all the time, I'm pro-life except in the case of rape. I'm really hearing, I'm pro-life except in the case of Mary Rathke. Just because my father was a rapist doesn't mean I don't deserve life," unquote. Psalm 139, 13 through 14 says, "For you formed my inward parts, you knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made." During a live therapy session on Saturday, Pop singer Katy Perry tearfully talked about her Christian upbringing, her suicidal thoughts, and why she's thankful for God's grace. Perry said the low point in her life was just after she split with her ex-husband, Russell Brand, and battled thoughts of suicide. She wrote about that emotional roller coaster in her 2013 song, By the Grace of God, which talks about God intervening. Perry said, quote, I've been given this gift. I know that God has his hands on me. I know sometimes I go through things and they're just too intense and I can't handle them. Then he swoops in and he shows me that it's his grace that brings me through it, unquote. While we celebrate Perry's acknowledgement of God's grace, we pray that Perry, who has rejected the Christian faith of her youth, that she would repent, turn back to Christ, and stop singing songs which celebrate worldly values. Hey dads, if your daughter still lives at home, would you like to know what the number one thing is that you can do to decrease her pursuit of fornication? According to a study published in the Developmental Psychology Journal, quality time with dad decreases a daughter's propensity for risky sexual activity. Tristan Joy, a homeschooled young man from Plainville, Vermont, wrote me at adam@theworldview.com. He said, quote, Mr. McManus, I'm 15 years old and the oldest of three siblings. I'm super thankful to have a daily Christian radio broadcast during the week. There are too many liberals up here in this state, mostly in Montpelier. The Worldview is the best one I think I've ever listened to. I think it's really interesting to hear what's going on in the U.S. and around the world, unquote. Thanks, Tristan. We are so pleased that you listen to our newscast on a regular basis. Most mainstream outlets are hostile to God and his values. We strive to honor him and his word. Our exciting fundraising update in just a moment. Each day, our team spends 8 to 9 hours working on the Worldview between researching, interviewing, transcribing, writing, text editing, voicing the newscast, and audio editing. In order to help keep the Worldview on the air, we need to raise $20,000 of pledges by this Friday, June 23rd. Among the tens of thousands of our listeners, we are looking for the remnant to step up to the plate. We're looking for Worldview listeners to pledge $50 per month for a year, or $25 per month for a year to hit that $20,000 goal. Go to theworldview.com. Click on Give on the top right, choose $50 or $25, and check the recurring donation button. Last I reported, our new donors had pledged $9,030 for the Worldview by last Friday morning. Later that day and over the weekend, we had the most number of pledges yet since this campaign began in the last 10 days. The number shot up dramatically. 24 of God's people gave sacrificially. Special thanks to Chris and Stuart, who each pledged $5 per month, to Yvonne, who pledged $10 per month, and to Kristen, Kimberly, Timmy, Robin, Ronald, Brian, Mark, Curtis, Angela, and Scott, who each pledged $20 per month. We're also grateful for Timothy, John, and Lucinda, who pledged $25 per month, and for Evanel, Oscar, and Amy, who pledged $50 per month. Finally, thank you to the following Worldview listeners for their one-time gifts, including $50 from Chad, $100 each from Christy and David, $130 from Adrian, and $500 from Daniel. Our new total is $15,250 toward our $20,000 goal by this Friday. That means we only need to find 3 listeners to pledge $50 per month and 7 folks to pledge $25 per month. And that's the Worldview on this Monday, June 19th, in the year of our Lord, 2017. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.